host. Have you had any issues with delays or cancellations? We heard last week State Member for Coomera Michael Crandon say he and his constituents are not happy with the service. He says kids and seniors who count on bus services have been left waiting, being left high and dry too many times. A Kinetic spokesperson has told the ABC driver availability as a result of a nationwide labour shortage is to blame. Robert Dow is from Rail Back on Track. He's been crunching the numbers of cancellations and delays on the Gold Coast for months now, and he joins us this morning. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, Sarah.
Just last Friday, the state saw hundreds of buses cancelled. How many of those were on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, Queensland-wide, there was 178 bus service cancellations, of which the Gold Coast contributed 67, Sarah. Which was 38%. Now, that's a lot of bus service cancellations, isn't it?
That is a lot, 67.
Yeah. Yesterday, Monday, things are a little bit better. We had 117 bus service cancellations Queensland-wide, of which the Gold Coast contributed 30, which was 26%. So that's a bit better. The good news is, Sarah, there's been no reported bus service cancellations this morning so far.
Okay, well, that is some good news. We'll take that.
It is.
But some cancellations, I understand, also go unreported.
That's a possibility, yes, because at times there's so many, I think it's just impossible for them to manage the reporting of the bus service cancellations, particularly when it's mixed in with Brisbane. There's large numbers of bus cancellations happening in the Brisbane area as well. And at times, I think there is some of the cancellations are overlooked. But what is reported, I think, is reasonably good indication of what's going on. Between September and January, September 2022 and January, the average service disruptions for Queensland was 80. Now, that was when COVID was really running fairly significantly, causing a fair bit of illness. And also we had reduced service bus timetables, though, in some jurisdictions. We were still averaging 80 bus service disruptions a day. Now, since January the 23rd, why the 23rd of January? That's when the school term started, okay? Mm. And what that means is that the driver shortfall becomes more acute because they have to prioritise the school bus services correctly too, I might add.
Mm.
And that makes it more likely that we'll get routine bus service cancellations. And that's happened. The average since January 23rd has been about 112 a day. All right. Now, let's jump from 80 to 112. So we're in trouble. Now, there are things that can be done to help mitigate this. It was reported yesterday that Kinetic Transport has actually employed some more drivers recently, so that may augur well for the Gold Coast in terms of improved reliability and delivery of bus services. Another thing that the government could look at is prioritising, give a priority to bus drivers in temporary immigration visas. Now, New Zealand done that recently.
Okay.
I did meet with TransLink in the middle of last year, and that was mentioned as an option, but it still hasn't happened for Australia. But New Zealand's already implemented it. So it's quite possible we could lose drivers to New Zealand now if we're not quick in getting the same sort of setup in Australia to prioritise the bus drivers for immigration visas. And that can help a lot. So that's really the problem. It is a driver shortfall. It's acknowledged by TransLink. It's acknowledged by the operators. It's Australia-wide, and there's things that need to be done to address the shortfall, make bus driving more acceptable as an employment, give the drivers better conditions, improve safety, make sure that they're protected in the buses. We do have some problems on the buses, unfortunately, from time to time. It's been well reported in the Gold Coast, of course, Sarah, and it doesn't help when we do have episodes of violence and other situations that make it very difficult for our bus drivers, who do a wonderful job navigating those buses through often very congested traffic with sometimes passengers that are not behaving properly.
We're chatting to Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, who has been crunching the numbers of cancellations and delays across the Gold Coast bus network for, well, not just months, for years now. There is a current e-petition to the state government for additional services for the northern Gold Coast. That's backed by the local MP, Michael Crandon. It states that there was some funding in last year's state budget, but the services have not yet been upgraded. But additional services can't run if there are no drivers. So what's the answer?
Well, exactly. There's two e-petitions, Sarah, as well. There's one for the Jacobs Well bus services, calling for services for those. And the other one relates to the fact that there were some services upgraded early February, but because of the driver shortfall, it's meant that there's been a lot more cancellations of other services. So people are not happy. To actually take a step and put in a Queensland Parliament e-petition, it means that they're not happy at all. Okay. So it's incumbent on, I think, Translink and the state government to lead here, give support to our bus operators in terms of helping the recruitment of bus drivers. The state government's got a lot of resources, and I'm sure they can help our bus operators to overcome the shortfall. We need a national focus on the immigration visas as well, the same as New Zealand, but we also need support from Translink and the Queensland state government, I believe.
Certainly has to be a priority when you look at those figures that you've provided for us. Robert Dow, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Sarah. So let's hope that today no reported bus service cancellations continues.
Absolutely. Some good news.
On the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Yep, terrific.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert. That is Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, crunching the numbers of cancellations and delays across the Gold Coast, recruiting new drivers, an absolute priority to ensure we don't see increased numbers of cancellations across our bus network. Your 9 o'clock news is coming up next.